Pope Benedict XVI celebrated Mass for over 300,000 people outside of Venice on Sunday. During his homily, he called on the city to remember its historic role as a bridge between cultures and said it was particularly important in light of the current immigration situation and new geopolitical circumstances. Christopher Altieri is in Venice with the Pope and sent this report.
I was several hours early, if you reckon by the schedule. In effect, though, I was running late, if you judge by the teeming multitude of humanity in which I was caught when I tried to cross the footbridge that overpasses the main traffic artery and opens onto San Giuliano Park, the sprawling, verdant stretch of public space where at 10 this Sunday morning Pope Benedict XVI celebrated Mass under a sun-drenched Venetian sky. Several articles appearing in local papers over the past couple of days have recounted the polemical tones in which certain elements within both the civil community and the church have approached this papal visit. Too much time in organizing, too much energy spent in a thousand ways, too many interruptions in daily life, including traffic patterns on sea, air, and land. Too much money in a time when money is short all around. The locals on Sunday morning were predicting a turnout of about 100,000. Authorities estimate that 2.5 to 3 times that number were on hand to greet Pope Benedict as he approached the sanctuary in the Popemobile and hear the choir intone the Tu es Petrus. The master of ceremonies, who oversaw the completion of the sanctuary for the papal mass, Don Gianandrea di Donna of the Diocese of Padua, told me that preparations were painstaking and extensive.
We have arranged the liturgy many months ago, and so we have the cooperation of many priests and seminarists for the service.
He also described the significance of the elements the designers incorporated into the Byzantine-style decoration of the great gilt apse they had constructed.
We would like to have like a basilica behind the sky, you see. And so we have the catino absidale with Jesus Christ, daisies, with Mary, Holy Mary, yes. And Saint Mark, the evangelist. Behind the apostles, and behind Christ, the Pope, that is the sign of Christ in the church, and the bishops behind the apostles.
In his homily, Pope Benedict returned to what emerged from the very beginning of his public remarks as the central theme of this visit to northeastern Italy, the integral role of the church in public life, commerce, and culture.
È significativo che il luogo prescelto per questa liturgia sia il Parco di San Giuliano.
It is significant, said Pope Benedict, that the place chosen for this liturgy is the Parco San Giuliano, a place where you usually do not celebrate religious rituals, but cultural and musical events. And he went on to say that on this Sunday, this space is host to the risen Jesus, truly present in his word, in the people of God with their pastors, and preeminently in the sacrament of his body and blood. To be in the world, though not of it, this tension is perennially present in the life of the church. It was a tension the Holy Father addressed in his remarks at the Regina Caeli after Sunday Mass in Parco San Giuliano, this time in a prayerful and a Marian key.
Il Signore conceda a voi, abitanti di queste terre, ricche di una lunga storia cristiana.
The Lord grant the people of this land, he prayed, long blessed with a rich Christian history, to live the gospel after the model of the early church in which the multitude of those who came to faith had one heart and one soul. The Pope invoked the Blessed Virgin Mary, asking her to sustain the apostolic labors of priests, to make fruitful the testimony of men and women religious, enliven the daily work of parents in the first transmission of the faith to their children, light the way for young people so that they might walk confidently on the path traced by the faith of their fathers, fill the hearts of the elderly with hope, be near and comfort the sick and suffering, and strengthen the work of the many lay people who are active in the new evangelization in parishes. Finally, he encouraged everyone to work with the true spirit of communion in the world, which he described as the great vineyard in which the Lord has called us to labor. On Sunday afternoon, before going to bless the newly restored Trinity Chapel at the Basilica della Salute in Venice, the Holy Father addressed the concluding assembly of the pastoral visit of the Patriarch of Venice, Cardinal Angelo Scola, whose detailed and thorough review of his diocese has shown that the problems, the challenges, the weaknesses and strengths of the church in Venice are similar to those of other particular churches, especially in one area: the need for more, stronger, and better faith formation.
Vi esorto a non risparmiare energie nell'annuncio del Vangelo e nell'educazione cristiana, promuovendo sia la catechesi ad ogni livello.
I exhort you, said Pope Benedict, to spare no energy in the proclamation of the gospel and in Christian education, promoting both catechesis at every level, from children to adults, and those formative and cultural activities which constitute a real spiritual patrimony. The power of the gospel to transform culture from within. Here, the Holy Father came to the core of his message on this trip, and came to it in his final major public address to leaders in art, culture, and commerce at the Studium Generale Marcianum, a center of learning created by the Patriarchate for the preservation of culture and the furthering of the Church's vision of wisdom as knowledge informed by charity.
Il Vangelo è la più grande forza di trasformazione del mondo, ma non è un'utopia, né un'ideologia.
The gospel, said Pope Benedict, is the greatest force for change in the world. But it is not a utopia, nor is it an ideology. The first generations of Christians called it rather the way, a way of life that Christ practiced in the first and invites us to follow. From Venice, I'm Chris Altieri.